Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. If you follow along with me weekly, you know that I've been working on scripting to help myself and my clients to be able to speak to their parts in a more loving manner. Remember, I believe that parts want three things. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated, with accepting maybe being the hardest one, because sometimes our parts act in ways that, you know, it's hard for other parts to accept. For example, I mentioned recently that I was heading out on a road trip when a part of me said, "Let's buy snacks at the gas station." Now, I was surprised because I haven't eaten junk food since 2017. And my food controller thankfully trusted that I had enough self-energy to handle that part who wanted the sugary snacks. Otherwise, it would have been very easy for the food controller to jump up and snarl at the poor young part that wanted the food that we don't eat anymore. So let's play that out in a different way, just for the sake of understanding. What if how do you think the young part would have felt if the food controller had come out of the gate swinging? If the food controller had said, "What the heck is wrong with you? We don't eat that junk. Are you crazy?" Instead, I with some self-energy said, "Oh, sweetie, thank you for letting me know that what you're thinking. I know you think that would be fun, but we just don't eat that stuff anymore. But I promise we will still have fun on this trip." Can you feel or hear the difference in how that would land in my system or in your system? There is more of that loving voice rather than a shaming voice, right? So I've been doing this for a few years now, and one of my goals for 2023 is to help others develop that loving voice. So I thought I would share with you some of the phrases that I've recently added to my own work with my parts. I say things to my parts like, "I am here with you. You don't have to do this alone. I get that you're upset. I'm glad that you're sharing this with me. It's okay to feel that way. This is really hard for you. I care about you. It's okay to make mistakes. You're allowed to feel that way." These phrases can be very helpful so that your part knows it has your support and that you're validating how it feels. So here's my question to you, dear audience. What do you need help with in talking to your parts? If you can send me the scenario, I'd love to help you come up with a script that is coming from a loving place as opposed to a shaming place. Because if you're coming from a shaming place, then you're blended with another part. And I'm happy to help try to come up with some great phrases that you can use if you have shaming parts come up. So please drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com. And thank you for joining me today. I hope that some of these phrases help you with your work with your parts. So until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.